And welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for November 25th, 2014. This week's news is brought to you by the International College of Humanistic Science. ICHS focuses on providing affordable, self-paced, standalone certificate and certification courses in a variety of metaphysical, esoteric, mystical, paranormal, business, and practical life topics that all relate to the human condition. Visit ICHSworld.org. For more details. And in cryptid news, for a while it was reported that the Loch Ness Monster was probably dead. No sightings had been reported in over a year, but then a few random reports, including some hoaxed photos, made their way into the paranormal media mainstream, and it seemed new life had been put into the Loch Ness Monster. Over the course of the last few weeks, a few photographs and videos have surfaced, including that of Richard Collis' video of a purported serpent-like head coming out of the water. Many of us level-headed folks felt that these were just logs bobbing in the water, but that's just being a non-believing, skeptical, pessimistic bully, right? Well, is this latest influx of reports A, tied directly to the reappearance of the Loch Ness Monster, B, is it because of the re-emergence of the hysteria surrounding the phenomena? Or C, is it just because there are a lot of logs being dumped into the loch this time of the year? Well, if you chose A, you're a true believer. If you chose B, you could be right. But if you chose C, you agree with a statement made recently by a spokesman for the Woodland Trust Conservation Charity that states that, quote, large amounts of wood flows out of the woodland through the two winding rivers that flow into Loch Ness each year, peaking when water is high in late autumn and spring, unquote. The area of Urquhart Bay seems to be the largest concentration of Nessie sightings, and it also coincides with where these rivers dump logs into the loch. So we'll be patiently waiting for spring next year, and I hope you stick around as well, so we can leaf through and bark about all the latest Loch Ness Monster reports that are being logged, and maybe we can see the trees through the forest. Too much? I thought so. Just trying to branch out into some comedy.
Make like a tree and get out of here.
And the search is over for the purported tiger that was wandering the woods east of Paris, France. Did they find it? Did they shoot it? Did they kill it? No. Well, authorities called off the search after a couple of days due to a lack of evidence. A set of tracks were found, but they felt that these were made by a common house cat or a feral cat, despite the report of it weighing around 140 pounds. Initial reports flooded in describing a wild tiger, and a photograph taken surely did not appear to be a common house cat. However, no evidence has been found, nor have there been any follow-up reports of sightings. In UFO news, a few videos were circulating late last week of Russians filming a bright explosion in the clouds over the skies of Sverdlovsk, Russia. Many have been quick to say that this was a UFO explosion due to the strange red glow that was seen prior to the bright orange and yellow flash. These same people say there is no way this is just a meteor. Well, the sky was completely cloudy, and a meteor will break into smaller pieces as it falls through the atmosphere. The red flashes seen were more than likely bits of the meteor burning up just prior to the bright explosion that lit up the sky. In a dashboard camera of a truck, it appears as though a streaking object is seen coming from the direction of the flash, which would more than likely be the remains of a meteor. And as I mentioned last week, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, has launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for a new global UFO database and website project. MUFON's goal is to raise $78,000 by December 2nd. If you do decide to donate, Kickstarter will only take your donation if the site eventually reaches its goal. If it doesn't, you will not be charged, yet you will not receive any of the benefits of a successful campaign. MUFON is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so your donation is tax deductible. And if you are an existing member of MUFON, donating to this project through Kickstarter will elevate your membership to a newly created premium level, and your membership will be extended for 2 more years. While MUFON has an existing database, it is sadly out of date, and the creation of a free worldwide database will open the doors for researchers to find data to help solve many mysteries behind the UFO sighting experience. If this funding is met, this new database will change the way UFO data is collected and will more than likely help tie many splintered organizations together in solving the mystery of unidentified flying objects all over the world. These donations are not just giving money, as any donation will result in some sort of payback, from your name being included on the new website forever, to t-shirts, to memberships, to VIP seats at the annual MUFON Symposium, and much, much more. If you have wanted to get into MUFON, this is a great way to donate to this project and get some great perks along the way. Unfortunately, the deadline is just a week away, and they are way less than halfway to the goal. I think if they would have announced this well in advance and had a target date set up, so they could have generated the initial funds to get others to jump on board, it might have been a little bit more successful. It also seems as though a majority of the people who have donated were those within MUFON. Again, did the general public have any idea about this? Also, this is not quite the best time of the year to start a campaign like this, and I think if they would have waited till maybe mid-April or May, they could have had a better chance to generate the donations. But to donate, click on the link on MUFON's home site of MUFON.com, or find the link on the Paranormal News Insider Facebook page. I've donated. Have you? Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. Not too much left on the schedule at this point. We have Paranormal at Sea 2014 on December 7th, a 7-night cruise aboard the Carnival Conquest sailing from Miami, Florida. And that's it. That's it, folks, for 2014. I've started to gather some events for 2015, including the Erie PA Conference 2015, May 16th, in Erie, Pennsylvania. That's a UFO conference. And the 24th Annual Bigfoot Conference on April 18th at Salt Fork State Park in Lore City, Ohio. And I've already confirmed October 26th, 2015, as a visit to the Westerville Public Library for my 7th consecutive year. And I hope to see you there next year. And over the course of the next few weeks, I'll be gathering information for events for 2015. So if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons reporting.